nature scares away all of the boys. I wanna go to the cinnamon and serenade. We can stand in the light and be unafraid. For love, I think, is best remembered by this living dream, I see it
selling albums from one of the greatest bands of all time. Grand On Stage presents Classic Albums Live, performing Queen's News of the World. We Will Rock You. We Are the Champions. An authentic recreation. Note for note, cut for cut. Plus, a performance of Queen's greatest hits. Friday, November 29th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Classic Albums Live and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners, have your voice heard, and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smoke's Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa, no. About man and God and love. Everyone says that she's the brains behind Pop. But she's 68, but she says she's 34.
I've been chopping wood. Fill up the shed just to watch it burn. Seems my mind is slowly cracking. Just hold on to the fruits of my labor return. I should have faced it. The family name I know I have disgraced it. And I can taste it, you can't replace it. Time is short and I don't wanna waste it.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. My name is Marijke Vernoy, and I'm your host for this Monday morning. We've got a beautiful lineup ahead, 8 to 10 a.m., all Canadian indie. Well, not all Canadian indie, but most of it is Canadian indie, and all of it is indie. For our first hour here this morning, we're going to be doing all new music. That's right. Every track you hear in the first hour of the show today is going to be a new indie song. Hopefully it's a new favorite. You just haven't discovered it yet, which is why you're here. Thank you. The second hour is going to be some indie classics, Canadian classics, all kinds of fun stuff. So we have a lot of goodies coming up this morning. What you just heard was Maggie's Farm by Dan Magnan, Waste It by Bonfire Moon, and Give Me Heart by Junior Varsity. I'm really excited to see that release from Bonfire Moon. I really like it. It's kind of got like a jam vibe to it. I think it would be really fun to play that with a band or something. So really enjoyed that. Coming up next, we've got Blind Spots by Joel Plaskett, Caught in the Waves by Ixway, Careless Love by Amos Waits, and Turkey Leg by Certainly So. Turkey Leg really is getting me in the American Thanksgiving spirit. I know us Canadians celebrated last month, but I feel like American Thanksgiving, even though personally I don't celebrate it, it's kind of like a nice marker for the holiday season. So I kind of look forward to it every year because I'm just so eager to get into the holidays. I don't know about you, but the weather's getting colder, the days are getting darker, and I need some Christmas spirit, or whatever you celebrate in December or January. Hopefully it's something that can keep you cheerful as the days get dim. I don't know what they're saving all this daylight for, but I think it might be time to spend. Okay, we got a few more songs coming up, and then we'll be back for even more chit-chat. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
Two, three, four. Salacious stories, curvaceous lady. This spaceship sure feels spacious lately. Maybe in some other time zone, we'll go and get our minds blown. Instead of why we'll be why not. Love rolling in the blind spots. Police lights flashing outside Maidstone. Some impatient farmer hauling horses. Big skies can't get any bigger. Love rolling in the blind spots. A switch flicks in your heart and an ocean descends from above.
Once in a while, I'm caught in a race. I've been holding on to moments, praying that my eyes won't forget the curve of your face. I'm caught in a race.
Stepping on the scene tonight, as I'm looking through the eyes of a
Okay, so it didn't have much to do with Thanksgiving, but I still hold that Turkey Leg by Certainly So makes me excited for American Thanksgiving. One thing I really like is the Macy's Day Parade. I think it's so cute. And like I said, it really just kind of ushers in the spirit of Christmas. Like, how exciting. I don't know. I'm a big holidays enjoyer. One of my favorite movies to watch every year is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is actually a Thanksgiving movie. It's probably one of the only, I can't think of another Thanksgiving movie like that one, but it's so, so fun. It's Steve Martin and John Candy. And if you haven't seen it, you should definitely put it on your list for this year. It's funny, campy. It's John Hughes. So like, you already know it's going to be good. And it's just really sweet, heartwarming 80s holiday fun. A la Home Alone kind of vibes. So, and who doesn't love a campy holiday movie? I think holiday movies have their own genre for a reason, because they just make you feel good. You know, they stir the heart. Okay, coming up next, we have The Sound in Your Mind by Tammy Nielsen, What Have You Done to Me by Imogene Heap, I'm So Sorry by Girl Scout, and Better by Alice Phoebe Liu. And then we will be back with even more music. Again, this is our hour of all new music, this first hour here on the Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call slot. And then after that, we'll get into some more indie favorites, maybe some indie classics. You'll hear a classic throwback. Maybe that means something different for you than it does for me. For me, throwback is like 2000s. Like, there's a lot of 2004 indie on the show today. But I apologize to any listeners for whom that is not throwback, and that is totally okay. Maybe we'll dig deeper into the catalog next week, but all kinds of fun announcements in the music world. We had the Grammy nominations come out last week, and I'm super excited. There are so many female artists represented this year, which is so, so wonderful to see. I'm a big Chapel Roan fan. I've been following her before her kind of breakout year this past year, and I've just been a really big fan of her music for a while. So I'm excited to see her nominated. I think she totally deserves it in four of the big categories, which is awesome. There's been a lot of negative backlash against Chapel Roan in the media in the last couple of months, which is kind of a controversial type of thing. Chapel has been kind of accused of being harsh or ungrateful for her fame. She's had a lot of comments, quotes taken out of interviews with her, where she kind of disparages the sudden spotlight that she's sort of blossomed into in this last year. And even one quote saying that she hopes she doesn't win a Grammy so that she can just go home and it'll be almost like nothing happened, which is interesting. I don't know. I think that the scrutiny that celebrities are under is so intense. And for somebody who's not suited to that kind of world for whatever reason, like, I think that this kind of negative response is totally justified. I think that maybe the way she comes off in interviews is sort of taken out of context and sort of ballooned to represent her as this, like I said, an ungrateful kind of harsh figure. I just don't really think that's true. And a lot of the time, I feel like she's standing up for her own boundaries against paparazzi or rude photographers or just invasive fans. And I think that's totally warranted and fine. Maybe she could put something out saying that, you know, she does enjoy the rest of the fan base that aren't, you know, creepy or stalking her or whatever. But also, I don't think she really owes us anything. I don't know. What do you think about it? It is a, like I said, it is a controversial topic, but that is where I stand. Okay, like I said, coming up next, we have a few more all new indie releases, and then we will be back with even more music. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call.
It's a little like rain. remember my love is a sound that you hear in. Just think of
Came up for it.
Phoebe Lou. I discovered her through one of her more viral songs, which was Witches, which came out a couple of years ago. But I love seeing these new releases from her. I think they're just so sweet. And I particularly enjoyed Better, so I was really excited to share it with you on the show today. Coming up next, we have a few more songs, including Songbird by Good Lovelies, Still the One by Wild Rivers, Style by Winona Forever, all three of those bands are Canadian, and then Piora Cosmica off of the album of the same name by Bad Bad Not Good. And then we will be back for our second hour of music this morning. We'll get into some more indie classics, maybe some indie favorites, and certainly some indie hits. And I will be here to talk all things music and chit-chat on the Monday morning Indie Wake Up slot. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Marijke Vernoy, and you are listening to CFRC.
admit I was done for. You had me there and there. You made a joke that I fell for. You nearly fell off the chair. But it wasn't right. Those are the facts. No one sticks around because you make a mess. But I still smile when I think about that. Honey, you can't take it back. Cause you're still the one I still love. And still the one I can't cut. And still the one wish I was. And still the one, cause you're still the one for me. Well, it wasn't right, those are the facts. But I still smile when I think about that.
My socks tomorrow.